What's up, people? This is JJ. This is the Lone Star Barn Burner Hockey Podcast. We are live on the BS3 Network with my buddy Weldon, and we are going to talk some opening night hockey just hours away. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Hey, there he is.
There I am. I don't know what that deal was.
Hey, it's fine. You're here.
So what's up?
Not much, man. Just kind of got that hockey itch. Tomorrow
night.
Holy moly.
This time tomorrow night, we'll be halfway through the first period.
And I will be going nuts, trying not to wake up the whole neighborhood.
Yeah. Hopefully you're screaming good screams and not screaming at the TV or whatever you're watching it on.
Guess what, man? I got three different ways to watch the game, so I'm good to go now.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. Pays to have older sisters, apparently.
There you go. They're right. Good. They're good for something, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if you mess with their little brother. We won't get into that. Man. Okay, so I've got the hockey itch, and I'm looking at DeBoer, right? And the first year with any team he's coached within recent history, he goes to the Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
So what does that mean for this year, if history is any indication?
I think he's got a better team this year. I really do.
So, do you think he matches up with his past history, or does he just kind of like for lack of a better term, does he kind of set his history of coaching in flames? Well, recently, anyway.
I think he matches his history because, I mean, he's done well with every team. He only had one bad year, you know, with Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, they were – that year Vegas was eaten up with injuries and everything. I think that's the only reason why he had a bad year, you know.
What was it, 21, 22? Is that the right one?
No. Yes.
Yes? Oh, okay.
I think so.
Fourth in the Pacific, missed play. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the year that that he got fired, and but they were banged up with injuries. I mean, so you know, you can't really expect a team with, I mean, I don't know how many man hours they lost, you know, or man games they lost, but there was a lot. So, and I think we've got a better team this year. You know, with Duchesne coming in, you know, the small sample size of Steele and Smith, you know, it seems like most of the guys are fairly healthy. I still don't understand what's up with Wyatt and Rope. I know
they saw Foxa too.
Yeah, but they said Foxa took a big hit in one of the preseason games. I think that's what got him hurt.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So, because he took a pretty good lick from somebody. Because he didn't – that game that he took the hit on, he didn't finish that game. He skated off the ice and he was done.
Dang, that sucks.
So – but from what everything I've heard on Rope is, it was something he did in, you know, his personal training. Because all these guys have got their, you know, they start training, you know, 3 or 4 weeks after they're done with vacation and everything.
Man, that's work ethic right there. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. Who wants to go and start working out when you could be laying on a beach and, you know, somewhere.
Okay, you just shot my theory all to heck, didn't you?
Yeah, so but because as many of these guys as I follow on Instagram, and they'll post up their videos of where they're at during vacation and everything, but you know they're still going to the gym and working out and everything to stay in tip-top shape. Now it may not be, you know, of course they're going to lose their ice legs and everything, yeah, because they're not skating, you know, all the time. So, but
can't really blame them for going to the beach either, though. Really.
Oh no. And I mean, you know, they deserve a break, and you know, of course some of them, like Tyler, got married this year, and you know, so.
Yeah, every last woman on the planet just went, oh.
Yeah. Oh, we got through his line last night at the season ticket holder event, and of course we congratulated him on getting married and everything. And he's like, "Yeah, man, it was expensive." And I was like, "You make $9.5 million a year. I think you can afford it." I didn't say that, but you know. So but he was in good spirits. All the guys that we got to talk to last night, you know, we got to see Duchesne and Steele. So, you know, they were all in good spirits. They looked like they're ready to go.
Well, that's good to hear. I wondered who all would be there and, you know, what they would say, because there's a lot of hype.
Yeah. Well, they're getting a lot of hype from the media too. Not, of course, not our media, because we won't go into that. But the national media, NHL radio, you know, on Sirius and everything, they're high on the Stars this year. You know, they're high on, you know, Miro getting up in there to the Norris, you know, talk. They're high on Ottinger getting up into the Vezina talk. You know, they're putting Dallas and Colorado at the top of the Central of our, you know, of our group, because they think that the Pacific is just going to be a powerhouse this year, which I don't really see. I mean, I see Edmonton and Vegas. I don't know about LA. I don't know where they fit in. So
Edmonton kind of feels like a given because of McDavid, Draisaitl, and that whole crew.
Yeah.
Like, you know they're going to make some sort of noise, but
oh yeah, they're going to make noise. Just with them, I worry about their goaltending. It's kind of like Vegas, you know. Yeah, you know, Dell did an awesome show last year. Let's see him do it for 82 games. You know, Joby did an awesome time in the playoffs in the bubble. He couldn't do it when he was the full fledged number one. So,
yeah, I see what you're saying. Sometimes it's just riding a lightning bolt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you and I discussed that too. I was kind of like, "Oh, give him a chance," and then yeah, no, okay. Yeah. But you know, I mean, I'm one of those guys that if I see a reason to believe, I'll just run with it.
Oh yeah,
I'll roll with it. So, like, that's always going to be my reason for it. And
yeah,
I mean, Jake, I'm curious about, because, you know, first I saw a change in him in that Calgary series, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody else did.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, they make it to Vegas, what was it, this last year?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was the eventual Stanley Cup champions, but my question is, what is that going to do to his confidence? And, you know, I'll know the answer to that tomorrow, well, starting tomorrow, but he's going to be one of the players that I watch like a hawk now.
Oh yeah. Well, and I mean, he's still growing and he's still learning, you know. I mean, he's been under Reese now for, you know, last year was his first full year of not having to look over his shoulder and seeing, you know, what are the goalies coming up, you know, because last year, if everything would have worked out like Neil would have wanted, last year would have been Bishop's last year.
Mm-hmm.
So Jake should have been taking over this year. Because yeah. I don't think they would have, you know, even if Bishop wouldn't have gotten hurt, I don't think they would have re-signed him or, you know, extended or whatever. Because, I mean, he's older now and everything. So, and that was kind of the plan all along.
Yeah.
So, you know, but Jake got kind of thrown into it a little faster than everybody surmised.
Isn't that how it usually goes?
So.
Life has a tendency to go, yeah, no, you don't know anything.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, okay, so that leaves Wedgwood behind him.
Yeah.
Again, another question mark, because my biggest fear is now going to be, are they going to make Jake end up playing 60-some-odd games again?
That's my thing. Wedgwood has got to get better. You know, he's got to have those spectacular games anytime they put him in there. And that also goes to our defense. The defense have got to protect him, you know,
because
he is very susceptible. Can't even say it.
Susceptible?
Yeah, that's the word. It's not working tonight. You know, to having bad games. You know, he had a couple of good games in the preseason, and then, you know, there towards the end where, you know, Otter'd come in and play, you know, one period or two periods, and then Wedgwood would come in, and then he would let in a couple, you know. So, but
go ahead. Sorry.
He's got to have better games. You know, Reese has got to get him fixed to where, you know, he's He's as good as Jake. You know, granted, he does not have the size that Jake does, and that helps Jake out a lot. You know, it being 6'6". You know,
is he 6'6"?
6'6".
Holy moly!
He's 6'5" or 6'6". He takes up a lot of net.
Oh, I didn't realize he was that big. It's almost another Ben Bishop.
Yeah, he's about the same size as Bishop.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. Yeah. All right.
So really, you know, he takes up a lot of net, you know.
I guess when you take up a lot of net, that means you don't have to move very far. And
yeah.
Everything's easy.
You know, he's still quick for, you know, a big guy. And that's what a lot of the analysts have, you know, that they say about him, that he is very quick for a big man. So
we have a history of that in our net too.
Yeah.
At least with Bishop.
Not quite that big, but you know, we've always had quickness.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be Turco or Belfour or, you know, Thomas, the little bit of time that he was here, and you know, Kari was 6'3". So, you know, he was decent size.
But, so I guess that's the way to go then. If you want a goal, you need to be like what, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah. Well, that's about the average size. I mean, but you know, then you've got guys across the league. Like I think Vasilevskiy is 6'5". Who else is a big guy in the league? There's a couple other, you know, big. I think Markstrom from Calgary is 6'4", something like that. But then you got guys like Jordan Bennington from, you know, from St. Louis, which you can guarantee we're going to see that little douchebag tomorrow night. I hate that guy. He's cannot stand him.
I don't blame you. He's kind of dirty from what I've seen anyway.
Yeah, him and Marchant would make a perfect couple on a team.
Oh my!
I can't stand they might be great guys off the ice, but on the ice they're complete tools. You know,
okay.
Marchant and his licking people, and you know, Bennington at whacking people in the back of the legs or something like that, and then hiding behind the referee when that person goes after him. You know,
he's kind of the Brad Marchand of goalies.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah. Who was it? Somebody would smack somebody in the back of the shin. I can't remember what goalie it was.
Oh, that was Belfour.
Was it Belfour?
Belfour was world's worst about smacking guys. Now, if they're getting in your crease and bumping you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
By all means, whack away. I watched Kiprusoff from Calgary just take a guy's leg out because the guy kept running him in the net. And finally, he just double hands it and, you know, whacks him right in the legs. And it ends up starting a huge fight. But, you know, you finally got to stick up for yourself back there. You know, if the ref's not going to call anything. So.
Yeah, that's true.
But. Yeah, but. Belfour was bad about it. Kiprusoff was bad about it. I just watched a video on YouTube the other day about Tim Thomas, you know, him doing the same thing. And
oh, I love Tim Thomas.
Yeah, he would have been an interesting one if he'd have stayed here in Dallas.
Oh, for sure.
So
okay. You've got Ottinger, and you got an iffy at best Wedgwood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? I'm gonna keep asking this. Do you feel like you dangle a trade piece in there and try to get rid of Wedge somehow?
The only way they do that is if one of the goalies in Cedar Park are just lighting it up down there.
Ah, yeah. I didn't think about that part. And they got Poirier, they got Murray, they got...
Yeah.
No, Thompson was in Idaho. My mistake. I was just thinking about him.
Yeah.
So
somebody down there's got to be having a really, really good, you know, good season going on. But I don't think we'll see, you know, any kind of trades to get rid of Wedge.
I'm kind of ready to because, you know, when he had his first little, what do you call it? First little, like, stint. I don't know what you call it. When we first got him, you know, he looked like he was hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when he played against Carolina and,
yeah,
you know, stood on his head.
He looked like you had a goalie tandem of a 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
You know? And then last year rolls around and you see him make stupid decisions or go too far out of the net or whatever. It's just like, do you really need that here? Because I remember Turco being kind of roasted for the same thing.
Yeah.
And Turco was a really good goalie too. I mean,
Turco's probably been one of our best puck handling goaltenders, him and Bishop. So
shoot, Mike Smith was pretty good back
in the day. Mike Smith was pretty good. You know, and I mean Marty's the one that, you know, that trained him and Mike will say that. I mean, he's been interviewed and he said that Turco taught him how to, you know, play the puck and he practiced it and in the off season he practiced it, you know. So
do we have the personnel to help Scott Wedgewood with that? Because I worry about him being in net anytime now.
I think with Bishop being in the organization now, I think we do. I think you're going to see Bishop doing a little more work, you know, coaching these guys up and, you know, talking to them, giving them pointers. I don't think he'll like step on Jeff Reese's toes, you know, but I'm sure he's going to be watching and giving these guys tips.
I would listen to him. I really would. I mean, what if they ended up making a goalie coach tandem? Like,
they very well could.
That would be the only way I'd be interested in keeping Wedgewood, though.
Yeah.
Like, if I could find a way to pull the strings on a trade, I would do it probably tomorrow, honestly, because I don't see them having another goalie besides Jake. Like, it scares me to have him in net.
But it's the thing is who do you go out and get? Or who do you trust to come up?
I'm to the point, even though, like, not everybody can be a Jake Ottinger, I'm to the point where I saw enough of Matt Murray to throw him into the fire, honestly.
Yeah, but, I mean, he had one good game, and then he had another game that he got lit up.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I think he needs at least another full season down in Cedar Park.
I guess that gives Wedgewood's contract time to run out, doesn't it? Or is he here for?
I don't remember how long his contract was.
I think it was 3 years.
No, it was a 2-year contract.
Oh, it was 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so there's his time to develop, man.
Yeah, so, it gives them time to, you know, to work these guys in and everything.
Oof, I don't know, man. Do you think the defense in front of the goalies, do you think their belief in them makes them want to play better for the goalie or in front of them?
Yeah.
And if so, how do they work on it with Wedgewood so that everybody's strong? Because, I mean, I realize the guys in front of them have to stop pucks and players too. But in all honesty, we all know the last line of defense is the guy in net.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you get them to play better for him? Or do you do anything at all? Let it just kind of iron itself out.
I see our defense when Otter is in net, they play looser. They attack more. When Wedgwood is in net, they're playing a little tighter. They're giving him a little more run support, you know, at trying to block shots and everything.
I've seen that too. That's kind of the genesis of why I was asking, because it feels like a whole different game all around.
Yeah.
When one or the other is in net, and it's just like, well, how do you bring that all together, or do you?
That's just on, you know, the guys probably trust one more than the other. So talking about Wedgwood's contract, he will be a UFA next year, 24-25.
So not the end of this season, but the following one?
Well, the start of the 24-25 season.
Oh, okay. So we've got a little bit of time left with him.
Yeah. Jake becomes a restricted free agent, which will be when he gets his big contract, 25-26. So we've got him 2 more years at a reasonable amount of money.
Shoot, I'd start working on re-signing him next year.
Oh, yeah. More than likely they will. I was just looking at the... you know, the cap friendly stuff, and some of the guys that have just signed. This will tell you how much money that, and this is off topic, that Buffalo has to spend in 2 defensemen, Owen Powers, Rasmus Dahlin. $19.35 million in 2 defensemen.
You said 19. What?
$19.35 million. Dahlin, which was the guy that was taken, I think, the year after Miro. He's making $11 million.
God, that's a bank for doing what, though?
Oh, he's an elite defenseman. But you look at Miro, 8.45. Tell me we didn't get him for a steal.
Miro is very much a steal. Like, oh, yeah. That's not even fair.
Dahlin put up the same kind of numbers Miro did last year. I mean, he was very close. I think a couple of stats, he might have been a little higher than Miro. He's a good defenseman. Is he worth $11 million? I don't think so.
No, he's going to outprice himself quick.
Oh, I think he's on an 8-year deal. So, you know, it'll be a while before he's, you know, has to worry about outpricing himself.
Yeah, I kind of, that's my favorite part of it. Just looking at, you know, the money part of it, because they're going to re-sign him, what, halfway into it? The 8-year contract?
Maybe? Oh, no, they won't re-sign till probably 6 or 7 years down the road.
Oh, okay. I figured maybe based on his performance, they might look at it and go,
Oh, no, because remember, that's what Jamie and Tyler are on. You know, they're
halfway and
3/4 of the way through their contract. See, his contract won't be up until, this is really going to make us sound old, 31-32.
Wow, 31-32. Oh, yep. My.
You know, hopefully we're all still watching hockey at that time. So,
shoot, I hope I'm still alive at that point.
I plan on being alive, so.
I plan on too, but yeah, you know. But anyway, that took a dark turn pretty quick.
Yeah, but. But, I mean, so you can look at those kind of numbers. You know, Owen Powers has only been in the league for year and a half. I mean, he's right out of college and he's already making 8.3. So Miro, we got locked up on a nice little cushy deal. Same way with Rope. You know, Robertson is probably going to push that Dahlin style money of, you know, $10 or $11 million.
Well deserved, too.
Oh yeah. I mean, if he keeps scoring like he does, you know, but what happens when halfway through that contract, he starts slowing down, you know, not putting up the same kind of numbers that, you know, everybody thinks that he should be. And everybody starts saying, oh, that contract is garbage. Just like they do with Tyler and Jamie.
Dude, I wouldn't change that. Tyler and Jamie? No. They're absolutely great additions here.
They earned their contracts from when their contract time was, you know, when it started. They earned their contracts.
Right.
You know, everybody, as they get older, they start to slow down. All of us, you know. Mm-hmm. So all these people out there that, you know, complain about these contracts, and I'll argue with them on Facebook and be like, well, how long have you been working at your company? You know, I'm sure you've slowed down from what you were 20 years ago. Should cut your pay in half? You know, so.
That almost makes it sound like X person might be worth what they got paid for a year out of whatever the contract might be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like people just want to use them and then throw them away.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it is. I mean, there's people on some of the pages that they absolutely hate 8-year contracts. You know, oh, I think it should only be 5. And I was like, okay, if you've got a 24-year-old kid and you're only going to pay him a 5-year contract, you're paying him through the prime of his hockey career.
Right.
So you want to throw him out on the open market when he's 29, you know, 28, 29, you know, and then you're going to end up paying him more money, you know, especially if he plays really, really good for those years, you know, and earns some hardware and, you know, maybe wins you a cup and, you know, you gotta take all that into consideration, you know. Yeah, it sometimes might come back to bite you in the butt, but that's the risk you've got to take.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's like I've told a lot of these people, it's like you couldn't negotiate a entry-level player. Don't even talk about you're going to negotiate a top, you know, top 10 center in the league or, you know, top 5 defensemen in the league. And, you know, you're not going to lowball them, because if you lowball them, all they're going to do is go somewhere else.
Yep.
You know,
there's a fine line.
Because that player has a number in mind of what he wants. Hence, John Klingberg. You know, he thought he was worth more than a 7x7, you know. And unfortunately, he didn't get it, you know, and now he's kind of playing in limbo. You know, he's playing 1-year deals.
He's in Toronto now, right?
Yeah.
God bless him.
So we'll get to see him here in a few weeks again. Along with that other big D-bag from, you know, Ryan Reeves. It's either that or he'll be sitting in the press box.
I gotta go to that game if that's the case.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Oh, there was a video out of somebody from Montreal going at him. Some what is his name? Starts with an X. But took on Reeves, and from the little snapshot, he was pushing Reeves through the net. Through the back of the net.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, damn, I'm going to have to go find this video. And so
That's awesome. I'm not going to lie.
But.
Wow. Well, okay. So St. Louis, division rival, just hours away. How are you feeling about it? Because I'm scared.
No, I'm not scared of St. Louis. St. Louis is, they're not on a rebuild mode. They're just a retooling mode. Because they've still got their, you know, they're pretty decent core players. But they got a lot of young guys. So.
Not worried about the youngsters, huh?
No. I mean, Kyrou, maybe. You know, Jordan Kyrou, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
You know, Bennington, as much as I don't like him, he can steal games. I mean, he can be a wall back there.
Oh, yeah.
He was a sneaky good find for them from coming up out of, you know, San Antonio and everything. So I don't know how that guy did not make it into the NHL sooner than what he did, you know, playing in, you know, with the Rampage and everything. Because as a goalie, he's great. I mean, he's, you know, but he's just got an attitude on him, you know, kind of a little douchebag back there. But, you know, I guess sometimes when you're of the smaller goalies, you got to kind of be that way.
Littlest dog has the biggest bark sort of thing. Yeah,
exactly. So did you see the lines that they were showing today?
No, I did not.
So they were talking about different lines today. Let's see if I can find them. I'm sure Mr. Ketchum has posted all of those. They were all screenshots from the people, you know, who cover the Stars. So let's see. So DeBoer said that Arope took another step today by practicing, but still a game-time decision for tomorrow. They are being extra cautious because they don't want to jeopardize anything, which is, you know, which is fine. They don't necessarily have to have him tomorrow night. He said he did a regular practice. And from Saad Youssef, so the top line, of course, was the Avenger line of Robertson, with Sagan thrown in, and Pavelski. Second line was Marchment, Duchesne, and Dadonov.
Ooh.
Third line, Ben, Johnston, Delandria.
Ooh.
And fourth line was Steele, Foxa, and Smith.
Ooh, I like that one.
So.
Okay, so you're saying...
Go then ahead. On D, they had the Suter, Heiskanen, Harley, Hockenpah, Lindell, Lundqvist, and Hanley. So it looks like Harley's going to, you know, he's going to get moved up. So.
Interesting. Those two scare me, Hanley and Harley.
They actually played really well together towards the end last year.
Can you trust them, though?
They're young, but yes. Hanley is a dog on the puck. I like the way he gets into the corners. You know, he gets in there and fights for it. He doesn't take any crap off of anybody. So, you know, he's not the biggest guy. So...
That's what I'm afraid of right there. Because I've been thinking all preseason long, wouldn't it help if they had bigger guys on the back end?
Oh, it would. It's just you've got to find those guys.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they've got, you know, Liam Bichel, you know, down in the minors right now. So I think he would be probably a number one call up, but he needs to get some time, you know, in the NHL, in the AHL. So.
Yeah.
You know, give him a, you know, at least half a season Then if somebody gets hurt and you, you know, bring him up, you know, use him a game here, a game there, you know, let him get his feet wet.
That'd be interesting.
You know, and he's a big body. I mean, he's 6'6". You know, I think he's 225, 230. You know, he's a large individual.
Yikes. So, yeah. Wow.
You know, he's along the size of, you know, Big Rig when he was here. So,
oh, I miss him.
And it doesn't sound like and look like that, you know, Bischel is afraid to, you know, knock the crap out of anybody. So, so give him, you know, give him a year, you know, so to, you know, get situated and, you know, get some good training from down there and then let him come up and, you know, ride with Miro. And so,
ooh, hold on.
That's who they always said is that was supposed to be Miro's partner.
Bischel and Miro Haskinen, yep, on a D pair?
Yep.
Take my money now. Oh my, yep, God.
That's why they drafted him.
Wow, dude. No. And he's down in Austin.
Well, they got to start somewhere.
Dang.
You know, not many of them can, you know, just jump in, you know, and come straight to Dallas. So, you know,
I can't even name.
I mean, other than Miro, most of the guys that we've had have started down in Texas. You know, Klinger started what, six months down there, and then he got moved up and then he never went back. Lindell started down there. John started down there. Riggs started down there. You know, so defensemen take a little bit more time. Defensemen and goalies take a little more time to develop and, you know, teach them how to play the NHL style. So,
well, I guess they should take their time then, because we need them.
You know, I mean, Harley, you know, when he tried to make it last year, you know, he had to go back because the coaches just didn't think his defensive play was good enough to stay here. Mm-hmm. And then he went down there and, you know, after a while he started to lighten it up. So, you know, that's why he got, you know, brought back and, you know, hasn't looked back since. So,
yeah, okay, maybe I should hold out some positive hope for him then.
Oh, yeah. I think we've got some good D-men down there, you know, that we could still move around and everything, so.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know about St. Louis tomorrow. I don't know about the D in Dallas. Because it seems like they're really top heavy in offense, the Stars. Now, like me and my buddy, the last show, we were tossing around ideas of who they could dress and put in lines here and there and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were having fun with that part, but defense, we were like, beyond Lindell and Miro, just you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as much as everybody still loves, you know, to bitch about Suter, we were third and fifth last year in offense and defense. Even though he was, you know, he made some bad mistakes, he's getting older. I would personally like to see his minutes cut back a little bit, you know, and not be out there, even though he can do it. You know, it's skating almost 30 minutes a night, you know, because him and Miro were on D pair. Those were your two leading guys for as far as time on ice. So they cut Lindell's back, because Lindell used to play 25, 28 minutes a night, you know, when him and Klinger were playing together. So,
oh, dang.
Yeah. You know, Lindell's in there for shutdown. You know, if one, if he would play the puck, stop turning his skates toward the other side of Jake, and they, you know, Ricochet one up. That's my biggest pet peeve with him. Other than that, you know, I love the way Essa plays. You know,
but he's not so bad.
No, and I mean, you know, and he's another guy that we've gotten just on a steal. You know, I think he's making $6 million a year, you know, six and change. But, you know, Neil and, you know, the money guy, they're smart at when they sign these guys. You know, they don't overpay for them. You know, and they don't tax the team where, you know, some of these teams are just throwing all this money at these guys. And then, you know, then they want to leave 2 or 3 years later, you know. So,
yeah.
Or they don't work out, or they're prone to, you know, a whole bunch of injuries, or, you know, or anything like that. So,
buyout central.
Yeah, but, you know, even buyouts, I mean, those can, you know, those can still backfire.
Parisian suitor,
yeah,
for Minnesota.
Yep. Duchesne, you know, he's making $10 million this year, and he's only making three of it from Dallas, you know. So,
man, I hope he works out, because
I do, like... too. I you know. I've always liked Duchesne. I liked him from the time he got drafted into Colorado, and he wasn't patient enough in Colorado.
Mm.
So, you know, and then he got moved to, what was it, Ottawa?
Yeah.
Which, you know, we all know that's a crap place to play. So, you know, now, right now they're, you know, they've got some great young talent, but, you know, so.
But yeah,
takes time to build, you know. So,
yeah,
got to see him last night. Welcomed him to Dallas, and he said he's, you know, he's happy to be here. Loves it so far. So, you know,
you follow him on Instagram too?
Yeah, yeah.
He is everything Dallas, from what I've seen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, holy cow! Just embrace it, why don't you?
Yeah.
Like, from my perspective, not knowing, you know, what he's thinking and feeling, it's like he's he feels like he was brought off the street, for lack of a better way of putting it, you know, like given another chance.
Yeah.
And,
well, I mean, when you get a new GM and a new coach, and, you know, they, you know, Nashville went in there and kind of cleaned house, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years ago, I mean, he had, you know, an incredible season. I mean, I think he had 30, 35 goals, or maybe 40. You know, last year, I think he had 28. I mean, so, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No.
So, you know, if you can get him on a, you know, a workable contract, and, you know, because I'm sure that, you know, either Tyler or Jamie, probably Jamie, was working the phones with him, you know. Because that's even what Pavelski said when he first came to Dallas, that Jamie called him, you know, before a contract was even signed, and invited him out, and, you know, and showed Pavs and his wife and his son around, and, you know, I think they might have stayed at Jamie's house, and, you know, so, you know, so I guess when you got the captain calling you and going, hey, we'd love for you to come play with us, you know, look how close we were last year, you know, so
they have a legitimate chance.
I think they do. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight in the Central with Colorado. I just don't know who the third team's going to be. You know,
I'm going to say Vegas again.
Well, I mean, as far as in the Central.
Oh, Central, duh.
So, you know, who's your wild card team that comes out of here? You know, or does the Pacific Division, you know, take the top two spots and take both wild cards with, you know, maybe LA and I don't know who the other team would be. So,
LA? Really?
Well, I mean, LA played, you know, Edmonton to move on last year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You know, I don't look at Anaheim to be Seattle would be your other top tier team from there.
Seattle's crazy.
Yeah.
Just thinking about them in the playoffs again, I would probably watch it because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they were a good team. They're gonna be a good team this year. You know, they're 1 year more together and everything. So, Oh well, look at that with the standings right now in the Western Division. Vegas is tied with Chicago. Both have 2 points.
Wow. After one game, imagine
after
that.
One game.
Imagine that.
Ooh. And Seattle lost.
Oh, poor Seattle. I'm going to shut up now because I have a friend from Seattle. She's probably listening. Or going to listen, rather.
Yeah, probably.
And she's going to ring my bell and the one in my head, too.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't know. No, you're right. But Seattle, St. Louis, and then Vegas back-to-back for the start.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting.
Dude, the opening part of the schedule, what was it, Thursday, and then the next game was Tuesday?
Pulling it up right now.
The space between the games is what got me. I was going, who, what, when, where, and why? Because that's just, huh?
Well, we've got, of course, St. Louis tomorrow night.
Yep.
The boys will stay home for probably a couple of days, 13th, 14th. Betting they'll leave probably Sunday and head out to Vegas. Because they play Vegas on the 17th. And they have a day off. Then they play Anaheim. So Anaheim should be easy money. That should be a given. But we had problem with easy money teams last year. You know, we got beat by Anaheim a couple of times. So, you know, and then we come back next, you know, the following Saturday. Yeah, this opening month is kind of weird because we have, you know, one home game and then they're gone for almost a week and, you know, well, over a week. And then they come back. Then it's, you know, 5 days before their next game, but they have to go to Pittsburgh, you know, on the 24th.
Yeah. They threw the stars into the fire, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, and if you listen to the guys, I mean, some of them like these early season road trips, which they're going to get the northwest swing of Canada the first week in November, which I would love to follow that when, you know, when they go to Calgary and Edmonton back to back, and then they have a day off, and then they go back to Vancouver. So,
good grief.
November is a busy month.
Well, I mean, that's good for us.
Yeah.
The fans.
Well, not so much at home, but on the road, it's fairly busy, except for the week of Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving is three home games, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
So
no Black Friday shopping on, you know, or if you do it, you better do it early because we have a 7:30 game.
Let me just go grab a credit card and just do it online.
Yeah. Amazon, take my money.
Yeah. Why not? They're taking everybody else's.
Yeah, no kidding. They've taken a lot of my money, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so. Nice. So out of the first, after tomorrow, so we have Vegas, Anaheim, Philadelphia. How many of those games do we take?
I'm going to say two of those three.
That's what I'm thinking. Vegas is the only one that I think there's going to be a little payback in there.
Uh-huh.
I think that Vegas game could get a little nasty.
I'm waiting for it to. Like, I'm not trying to overlook the very first game because that has me a little worried too, but Vegas is going to be bloody. Like, some heads will crack.
Yeah. So, do you think Jamie and Stone will square up?
Or
will someone go after Jamie for Stone?
I just saw an article. You follow the same site, but I've found an article on Stone that he did something dirty. I can't remember exactly what it was. And it caused an uproar. Dirty hit.
Oh, it was probably when he Paul Bunyan Leon Draisaitl across the wrist in their series.
No, it was
recently. And did not get a suspension for it.
Oh, wow. Are you serious? Not one.
There were a lot of people upset about that one.
I mean, yeah, because... Wow, okay. Was there any favoritism involved in there?
Oh, I think there was.
Kind of feels that way. Yike. But yeah, I mean, if you want me to be honest with you, I kind of hope Jamie knocks Stone on his butt.
Yeah.
I really do. I think he has it coming at some point.
Yeah.
Will it be the second game of the season? I don't know. I mean, the vengeful fan in me wants to see Jamie just obliterate him and put him on the shelf for a couple months. If I'm being brutally honest with you.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, Stone was whining about, you know, some kid from the minors just blasting him in a couple of games ago in a preseason game. And I mean, he decked him. I mean, this kid hit him hard. And, you know, in the post game interview, and he's like, well, we'll probably never see that guy in the league again. And all the people that were talking, they're like, why? That would be a prime example to, you know, put this kid in the league, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the kind of player I root for anyway, the guys that go under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that a lot. So, yeah, I mean, wow. I'd love to see it again. I'm going to have to go search that up.
Yeah.
Anytime I see Stone get put on his butt is a good freaking day.
I've never liked Stone. I didn't like him when he was up in Ottawa. So.
Oh, shoot. I forgot he was even in Ottawa. Wow.
So.
You can tell I don't have access to all that hockey. Man. Well, I don't know.
Your iPad doesn't get hockey news?
I'm not. No. I just sit there and get mad about it like I do cowboy stuff. So I let it go.
Yeah, how'd you like that picture that they're going to put on, you know, EA Sports for Madden football?
Oh, come on. No, this is a hockey show. This isn't Blast the Cowboys. Nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it. I want to, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh, it's too much fun to blast them.
There's always something to blast them about,
it's,
too.
It's bad when the Rangers outscore them, though.
Oh, don't go there.
Hey, the Rangers scored 11. Dallas only scored 10.
Oh, don't go there. Please don't. Yeah. You saw my post on Facebook, man. I was like, is hockey coming? You know, or whatever I said. Bring on hockey, I think is what I said. Something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. I really am. I'm tired of hearing about how bad this player, that player, you know, it's everybody there. There's something off. You can't just blame one player. I mean, that one player isn't helping himself.
Oh, no.
He's not helping himself at all, but you can't blame just the one guy.
But when you throw three interceptions, you can blame that one guy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Somebody's got to pick up the slack for his dumb, not going to cuss. Mm. There's no censor button. Mm-mm.
What? No censor button on here? Okay. Well.
No, not that I can find. If you could, that's tangent worthy, and you know I've gone on some tangents. I've actually been taken off a person's show because I went off on a tangent, Dallas Cowboys style. He's like, okay, that's all the time we have. And
I'm
like,
all the time we have for today.
Yeah. I was still talking, didn't even realize I was kicked off the phone call.
Oh, wow.
I was mad. That's kind of how I get about the Stars. Like, when I know they can do better, it lights a fire in me. It really does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the excitement ones, too. You know, it's just, I can talk about it for days.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
No, I think we're going to have a better team than what we did last year. Hopefully, they get off to a good start tomorrow night. You know, then they roll into Vegas, you know, and they have a good showing against them. They played them well. Every game they played them in the regular season last year, you know, granted, I think most of them went to overtime.
Yeah.
But, you know, they played with them, you know, and I think we've improved, you know, with Duchesne and, you know, Steele and Smith, you know, having a little more size and everything. So.
That's true. And here's my question to you. I know that you've seen the games where they started off hot and petered out, or, you know, they started off real slow and then got a little hot. What's it going to take to neutralize that and just start going for it, you know?
That's the players.
Because, like, you can put anybody in the lineup, anybody and their mother in the lineup. If that doesn't change, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like the guys getting a lead and then setting back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I say it on any sports, you know, whether it be pro football, whether it be college football, hockey, anything. You get someone down, you step on and crush their throats. Exactly. You run as many scores as you can against them,
mm-hmm.
You know. I say that with UT every time they get a big lead and then they start, oh, we're going to hand off the ball, you know. No, run the score up, you know. Make it 100 to, you know, 27 or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just keep pounding them, you know. Because really, if you go in there and you keep playing like you were that got you that score, yes, you're going to play a little looser. And you might give them one or two more chances, but, you know, if their score is not staying with yours, it means they can't handle your score, you know, or what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. You
know, don't sit back and then, you know, play dump and chase and then, you know, make them come to you. You've still got to attack them. So
that's my biggest question for the Stars this year. Not only is it the goaltending situation, you know, can I count on Wedgwood, but it's, are we good enough to sustain attacks in any game? Because they do have a tendency to sit back.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a tendency to play not to lose rather than play to win. You know, it doesn't matter if Duchesne's in there or Sidney Crosby. If the attitude doesn't change about that, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I think playing down to your opponent, you know, also kind of hurts at times. You know,
they love to do that.
Yeah. You know, when they go in there and play against, you know, Anaheim or something like that, they just have a garbage team. They have some, you know, a couple of good players, but they pretty much have a garbage team, and the Stars will play down to them. It's like, no, go in there and run over them.
Yes.
You know,
if you're not going to go in there and play your style, why are you even in that arena?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's half of the reason why I went off on so many tangents last season.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You're the Dallas Stars. You have the style of play that your coach wants you to play ingrained in you.
Mm-hmm.
So go play it. Or sit your butt down.
Yeah.
Man, and I thought the roster last year was amazing. And that's kind of why I was so shocked about Vegas. Like, it very much felt like they ran us over.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they need to have an enforcer. They need to have this. They need to have that. No, they probably don't. They just have to have the will.
Yeah. Well, they've got to get out there and get that first, you know, they got to get out there and get that first either goal or big hit or something, you know, if you're at home. To get the arena into it, you know. So, you know, because the crowd does drive these guys. I mean, if the crowd is loud and, you know, they're being, you know, obnoxious and, you know, having a good time, and it drives these guys, you know.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, that's the biggest thing that Dallas has got to, you know, come into and just play your ass off every night, you know. So
that's forever a weakness in my eyes for these Stars. You know, they keep playing down way too much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the right way to say it, but you know, sometimes they don't even act like they're playing at all.
Oh yeah, there's been times like that. It's like, okay, what you know, what team are we getting tonight? You know, yeah.
This is why I go on and say, well, it is a Dallas team after all, because at some point, every last one of them that represent this city have done that.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I do. I feel good about it.
Yeah, kind of like the Cowboys did last week with beat by what was it, 40 points?
Stop it.
30?
Stop it. Stop it. I may or may not already have my Cowboys stuff in the closet, so stop it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good place for it.
I thought you were going to say the best place for it was the trash. Thank you for not.
No, it's normally the toilet. So.
Oh.
Toilet paper.
We won't get into that. That's not a conversation for this. No. Yeah, but I don't know. 82 games, man.
82 games starts tomorrow night.
And for any of my family that might be listening, sorry, can't. Hockey. Bye. Yep. You ever see that shirt?
Oh.
Sorry, can't. Hockey. Bye.
Oh, no. Hadn't seen that one.
I liked it so much. I sent it to my niece, the one that did the spina bifida awareness shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, can you make this? I will pay you $50 for it. And that's not what it costs. I love that shirt. It's so me. Like, okay, from now on, family gatherings, holidays, it needs to be planned around hockey or I'm not going to do it. And I had an alibi last year. Last year, I had a crappy wheelchair.
Now you just got to get one with, you know, the big cover across the front of it so you can just run over people. You know?
Ooh.
Brush guard.
Ooh. Like a train. Hey.
Yeah, there you go. Get you a train horn and put on there.
You going to come be my bodyguard? Or my enforcer, or whatever you want to call it.
You can get that train horn on there. You won't need that. You'll scare the living crap out of everybody, and they'll move.
Give them all heart attacks. Everybody's falling out of the
That's
way.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. I should have got this chair in green. I'm not going to lie.
What color is it?
It's a Corvette blue again.
Oh, okay.
I like the color. I was just like, you know what? I'm so right. I was, ooh, okay. The last doctor's appointment I had, I think I told you, I left a chunk of my tire in their doorway.
Oh, jeez.
Of the last chair, right? So I was so ready to have a new chair. I told them, just take every dimension of the chair from last time and put it into this one. We'll call it a day.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to mess with it. And that's exactly what they did. Same color, same everything. And I'm not leaving chunks of tire everywhere. Hey. Like, I kid you not, my dog had a chunk of my tire in her mouth and brought it to my mom. It's like, what's this? And she was wagging her tail and everything. Like, she was all proud. Ugh. Yeah, so needless to say, I am so excited about hockey so I can let some stress out.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're going to stress me out even more, though, just like the Cowboys.
Yeah, probably so.
And then you're going to be like, hey, shut up.
Because it's for 82 games. It's not for that measly 16 and, you know, one a week because we can't play more than that.
Oh.
Oh, man, where's the share button on this one?
Shots fired.
I so need to share this picture with you, but doesn't have a share button to send to you.
Screenshot it and send it that way.
Yeah, I have to look and see if I can find it on. So as far as cap space, Dallas has 457,000.
The Stars?
The Stars.
Is that even enough to pay Victor E. Green? Jeez.
They're paying Victor E. Green $500,000. I'll go be Victor Green. I hope they're not paying him that kind of money.
I mean, I was just saying that for the ha-has, but okay.
If they were paying that kind of money, I'd go be him.
Could you deal with all the stupid people out in this world?
Yeah.
For $500,000? Heck yeah.
Oh, he was there last night, so.
Was he?
Yeah.
That poor, poor alien.
Yeah, let me send this to you. You may have already seen it, but, you know, you'll get a chuckle out of it.
Uh-oh. A lot of the stuff you send me makes me laugh. Oh, no. Dude, I'm gonna have to go edit my resume now. Crap.
Yeah. So.
Look at the look on his face. I just hope the Stars don't come out like that. That's yike.
No, I don't think they will. I think they're gonna come out on fire. Oh, jeez.
Hey, quick question. Do you think the Stars have what it takes inside their roster to be at the top of the the standings for half the season again?
Yeah, I think they do.
That was crazy to me. You know, and then the end of the season slump, which they love to go through sometimes. Do they eliminate that?
I mean, I think they'll have a little slump. I mean, almost every team does. Even Colorado last year had, I think they went on a 6 or 7 game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they fight their way out of it. I mean, but they finished the year strong. I mean, we won our last 6 games. We had the win, you know, to even have a chance at winning the Central. And, you know, Colorado got us on the last game, you know. So it wasn't like they, you know, just nosedived and, you know, as you like to put it all the time, choked. you know, so they won their last, you know, 6 games and, you know, and racked up their points. You know, it's just Vegas, or not Vegas, Colorado got us right there at the end. They had to win their last game to win the division. I don't remember who they even played. And it was a good game. I think they even won that one in overtime. So
yeah, they had to win in regulation to get it.
You know, so they got us by 1 point. You know.
See, that's the best way to do it. Like, it did shut me up to an extent. But I just want to see the end of the season slump that they typically go through not matter as much.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of times when they do that, and it's typically the same time every season, the season hangs in the balance because of it.
Yeah.
And no, it didn't last year. You know, we were pretty solidified in the playoffs, but, you know, there's always going to be that what if.
Yeah.
And, you know, Matt Duchene being in the roster makes me wonder, could one player change that slump at all?
Oh, I think it's just going to give us more lines that can score. You know, it's not going to be just the two top lines. I mean, even if Jamie gets pushed down to the third line and he's down there with, you know, either Dadonoff or Wyatt or, you know, or whatever, that still gives us 3 scoring lines. You know, the top line, you know, when it's Rope, Robo, and Pavs, they're one of the best in the league. I mean, they're up there scoring with, you know, McDavid's line, Dreisaitl's line, you know, even some of Vegas's lines. So, you know, I think it's just going to give us more depth to, you know, if they're shutting down one line, okay, then you're getting the, you know, the second pairing of defensemen, you know, for your next line to go up and score on.
Yeah, true.
So, because, you know, like tomorrow night, I expect it to be, you know, Pavelski, Sagan, Robertson. They're going to start. I look for them to start the game.
Now, sounds about right.
Who, you know, St. Louis starts, it's probably going to be, you know, their top D pair, which after Pietrangelo left, I mean, what is it, Colton Parayko, and who's their other D man? Or their other top guy? I can't even think. And, you know, and who their top guys are. So, yeah, probably Parayko, and I don't know if Torrey Krug is back yet. So I think that's their top pair. So,
yikes.
Oof. I'm just looking at their lineup right now with Nick Leddy, Colton Parayko, Justin Faulk, Torrey Krug, Marco Scandella, Tyler Tucker, Robert Bertuzzo, Josh Jacobs, some of these guys I've never heard of. So they're probably, oh yeah, some of these guys are just first and second year dudes. So Bertuzzo's been around a while. He's been around 12 years. Scandella, 13. Torrey Krug's been playing for 12 years.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Didn't realize that. Justin Falk's been playing 12. Colton Perico's only been playing 8 years. Wow. I thought he was older than that.
Dang, I thought he was younger.
Yeah, he's... How old is he? He just turned 30. Oh, well. He's another dude from St. Albert, Canada.
Oh, I see.
Big boy, 6'6", 228. So, doesn't score a lot, though. Two goals is his biggest year he's ever had.
Well, does he get a lot of assists, at least?
10 is his max.
Oh, okay.
So, he's a shutdown guy.
Okay, sounds right.
So,
that might be a guy we need to be afraid of.
Yeah, that'll probably be a guy that they'll watch. So it'll either be Krug or Falk will be his line mate. Justin Falk, I know he scores quite a bit more because I remember him in Carolina. So
yeah, that's right. He was good in Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was real good in Carolina. So those will probably be the two guys you see on, you know, on the Stars top line. So, but after that, they kind of drop off. I mean, you know, Scandella's kind of old. So, mm-hmm. Bertuzzo's kind of old, you know. So it'll be an interesting night. So,
yeah,
should be fun. Be on Facebook about the time because I'll probably end up going live and for the opening show.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I jump on anytime I see your notifications. So
yeah.
Doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm usually if I see you, I'm going, all right, let's go. I'm in.
Let's see what he's doing. So
yeah. You're probably one of the only three or four that I actually pay attention to.
Well, that's good to know.
Especially with the group that we're both in.
Oh yeah. I usually get quite a few people from, you know, the diehards that'll jump on and watch and everything. So
interesting. Sweet. Wow. I mean, I don't know what else there is to say on that note. Game 1 of 82.
Now we're less than 24 hours away now, so be ready to go.
I'm past ready. I was ready to go last month.
My only thing now is, oh my God, what do I wear for tomorrow night? Whose jersey do I wear?
I tell you what, I have this really good friend that is also not my father that put my name on a jersey.
Yep.
I think I'm going to roll with one of those.
So.
And I think I have a Madonna one too. Oh, I do.
So. Yeah, I've got a Madonna one. I don't ever wear it. I like wearing the guys that are playing currently.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm with you.
I don't wear my two game worn, you know, garbage jerseys anymore just because he's not playing. He officially retired and, you know. So
it's wild.
Yeah. Probably gonna retire my Rope preseason jerseys from, you know, his rookie year and have another one made up. So just in case, you know, I don't want to get them messed up, and I'll frame them and hang them on the wall.
Dang, I gotta see your Stars gear, man. That'd be a lot of fun to look at.
I've got a ton of it.
I envy you.
I've got two jerseys right now that we picked up at the that big hanger sale mm-hmm. that I'm waiting to strip because they were, of course, they were just team issued jerseys. And decide who I want to put on them. I was hoping to put Stankoven on one of them, but he's not here yet. So we'll have to wait and see. Every year I add another jersey that's the green jersey with the white numbers, and I have them outlined just because I think they look better. And of course, Mr. Nil still hasn't taken my advice in doing this. So.
I mean, in a way he did, if you look at the reverse retros. Is
that? Yeah. Well, I even had to fix the reverse retros. I had to, you know, because when they did the name bar on it, they just did it in a single color. You remember back to the star jersey, the green and gold, it was three color, name and number.
White, gold, black?
Yeah.
White, gold, green.
So
one of those. That was a heck of a jersey. That was my favorite one. Jersey. I wish I could have got my hands on the reverse retro version of that, because that jersey was my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
And the worst one to me wasn't the Bull Constellation. It was the black one that said Dallas across it.
Oh. Yeah, I've got that in a garbage jersey.
Okay, that makes sense. But that jersey sucks.
It was just plain.
Right. Like, I'm all for the weird ones. I really am. So
the picture that I just sent you
uh-huh.
with all the jerseys,
uh-huh.
that is missing four or five blackout jerseys, all the reverse retros, one or two cancer jerseys, all-star jerseys. So that's not all the jerseys I have.
That is quite the collection.
And that's four. What is that? That's about 20 jerseys there, and that's not all of them.
Good grief.
And the majority of every single one of them, except for the blackouts right now, are signed by the players that, you know, that I got them from or made for. So, like John Ketchum says, you know, somebody's going to have a great time at his estate sale when, you know, when people get to come buy his stuff. I keep saying that if, you know, depending on who goes first, I'm getting buried with a lot of this stuff. So,
oh, you better have one heck of, no, we're not going to go there. Nope.
Not gonna just go bury there. Me in a Stars jersey.
There you go. Man, that's Die Hard right there.
Yep, that's definitely Die Hard.
Oh, jeez. Where's the sound effect for the sad trombone? Wah, wah, wah.
Yep.
Can't find it.
So, yeah, so it'll be figuring out what to wear tomorrow. It will probably be Ottinger and Robo. So
that's a heck of a combo.
So, because the wife, she loves her Robertson jersey. So, which in funny story is the Robertson jersey was supposed to be mine. I had it made for me. And she had the Ottinger jersey made for her. And we both just kind of switched.
Hey, that's awesome.
I always have the tendency to lean towards usually goalies and defensemen. This now I've went from goalie to forwards, you know, goalie and forwards, because I've only got one Miro jersey. I've only got the Winter Classic jersey of his.
Oh, there's another one that I wouldn't have minded having.
Yeah.
That's a good looking jersey.
Yep. And I even outlined that jersey too. And it made it, I got so many compliments on that jersey the day of the Winter Classic. Walking around with it, people ask me, it's like, oh, where did you get that? That's not the jersey they're wearing. And I was like, it's like, it's the jersey they're wearing. I just changed it up a little bit and made it look a little sharper. So
that's awesome.
I always like to have, you know, something a little different. So
yeah,
especially, you know, unless it's actually game worn, you know, which I've only got a handful of game worns. Now, I've got a lot of Made in Canada stuff, but only a few of them is actually game worn.
So, still pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the guys love to sign the stuff when they know it's game worn. You know, like Hanley, when we got him to sign his, when he was still carrying 39, and I got the whole, you know, backstory on it of why he was, you know, wearing that number. And then, you know, it was in, I want to say it was in remembrance to his brother, I think it was. And that was the game. That was the number that his brother always wore. So
that's awesome.
So, but yeah, it was really cool. So,
I mean, hey, that just goes to show me and goes to show whoever's listening. Hockey might have the classiest people, just saying.
I think they do. I mean, most of the players are just so incredibly nice. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, I had a 2-time Stanley Cup champ give me his phone number so he could get on the podcast.
Oh, cool.
Before I had this one. Yeah.
Very cool.
Brad Lukowich. Love him to death. Him.
Met him a few times out at the AAC.
He seems like a very, very cool guy.
Yeah. So.
I guess you can vouch for it because you said you met him. So.
Yeah, met him a couple of times down at the AAC when he was doing, what was he doing? Oh, he was working with Razor a couple of times, and I'd see him, you know, walking through. Because those guys, they don't care. They don't have security around them or anything like that. They'll walk right through, you know, same way with Turco. I'll see Turco almost every game, you know, if I'm walking in the right area. You know, then we used to see Fiddler around a lot. And
oh, so. Fern Fiddler. Man.
So. Ooh.
Well, all right. And you're going to be there tomorrow.
I will be there tomorrow.
We're going to have to do another show at some point next time you get a chance before the next game so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
If you got the time, that is.
Yeah, it'll just be, you know, this week is we got the game and then I work the next 2 days after that. And maybe Sunday.
That sounds good. I can make it happen.
We'll see what the wife works and so.
I'd really appreciate that because I've already promised the listeners here a post game show of some kind, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it happen myself. So,
yeah, post game shows are kind of hard. So, you know, especially if you're going to the game and then, you know, trying to drive home and everything.
Oh yeah, well the people in the network, they do a little live session where they drop in and, you know, people that listen to the network, BS3 network, they talk back and forth. So there is that part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll have to show you if you're interested, when we get off of here or tomorrow, I guess, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hold up. Tomorrow's Thursday, dummy. Friday. That's the word. I'm tired. I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning. My body's like, hey, it's hockey day. And no, it's not.
Yep. Almost. Almost.
Ooh. Okay. I see that.
I'm going to go watch this afterwards. So.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. The kid scored his first goal on Boston. So
I guess he's the next hockey god.
Yeah, somebody jokingly put up, you know, how they have Ovechkin's chase for Gretzky. You know, of 894 goals, and they had Connor Bedard 1, Gretzky 894. I would be more worried about McDavid catching, you know, that record before Bedard ever, you know, gets a sniff at it. So,
yeah, probably so. All right, man. Well, I don't have anything left to say.
No, I think we're good. We'll get on here after the first game and see what happens. Take a little analyzing of it and see what they did good, see what they did bad, see where they can improve. So,
and I guess I should have some ketchup in case I have to eat some words.
Yeah, maybe, you know. Yeah, I can't beat up on you, you know, because, you know, UT lost or anything this week, so they're on a bye. And I don't know, Dallas play this weekend or attempt to play?
The Cowboys? Yeah, they play on Monday.
Oh, okay.
LA, the Chargers.
Oh, okay. One of those teams over there?
One of those, yeah, those guys, they're over there.
And so in an off note on switching to another sport, between, because I'm sure that I haven't checked the score to see if Houston won tonight. Who takes the series in Texas and Astros? I'm guessing you're not a baseball guy. I'm not either, but.
No, and I got blasted by a guy that I thought was a friend for even being a quote-unquote Rangers fan. And he's like, nah, you don't even need to be supporting them when they do win. I was like, okay, I probably won't. I don't even own
a hat. I'll whistle at them.
Whistle at, no, I don't roll that way. Wait, what?
That's how the Astros were supposedly cheating. They were whistling.
Huh?
Or banging. Whistling? Or banging on trash cans or something, you know.
What?
Yeah, that's why they got in trouble that one year that they won the World Series.
Oh, good grief.
There was a cheating scandal. You know, they had Deflategate. Oh. Now they had the trash can scandal and the whistling and, you know.
Stealing signals.
Yeah, stealing signals. So.
Okay. I think I'm going to stick to the sports I find easy to understand, which is a sport that a lot of people don't understand.
Because it's
so bad. Yeah. That's kind of a contradiction. All right.
Yeah. So.
All right.
All right. Well, we will talk to you after tomorrow night. We'll see how things go.
Sounds good to me, man. Thank you for coming on the show. I hope you have a great time tomorrow and stay safe. Well,
like I said, I will have it up on live stream as soon as we get to our seats and they start the festivities. So,
you going to be there for the green carpet thing too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. I took tomorrow off. So.
Oh.
I don't know if I will take my camera. I'll probably just rely on, you know, telephone to take pictures. So
I was about to ask you if you'd video call me with one of the guys.
Oh, I can throw it up live when they start coming up, and so
That works.
That way you can kind of watch it, because we'll be there early enough that we'll get by the railing and, you know, get some good pictures. They don't ever get very talkative when they're walking up. They'll, you know, sign a handful of autographs and, you know, take a few selfies, and that'll be about it.
Dang. So. That's still more than what I see. I see a TV screen.
Yeah. So, all right, man. Well, we will talk to you either Friday or Saturday sometime.
Sounds good to me. And, all right. Thanks again. And thank you, BS3. Well, on that note, we'll close it out here. Go Stars.
All right. Go Stars. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.